Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, the thought that has come to me today is that term alienation. A lot of people feel like they're alienated. They don't feel like they belong anywhere. But I tell you, the worst kind of alienation is alienation from God. We know that God reached out and sent Jesus Christ. God made flesh that we could be reconciled to Him. And I want to read some scriptures today concerning alienation. Let's begin in Ezekiel 23:17. Now, the Lord is referencing Jerusalem as a woman, and He originally started talking about two sisters. One was referencing Samaria and one was referencing Jerusalem. Let's begin with verse 17. Then the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with her immorality. So she was defiled by them and alienated herself from them. So in other words, Jerusalem had turned to Babylon, had become like Babylon. And when she had had these relationships with Babylon, then turned around and was disgusted by it. Verse 18, she revealed her harlotry and uncovered her nakedness. Then I alienated myself from her, as I had alienated myself from her sister. And the sister reference was to Samaria. So God is saying when Jerusalem went out and became mixed with the ungodly, became mixed with those who did not honor God, then Jerusalem became alienated from those that she sought for help, but then at the same time was alienated from God, the source. So basically is left out there with nothing, not even the friends of the world, and certainly not the friendship of God or the covering of God. In Psalm 119:174, the psalmist says, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. In the New Living Translation, that reads, O Lord, I have longed for your salvation, and your law is my delight. Let me live so I can praise you, and may your law sustain me. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commandments. Oh, the times where we feel so alone, if only we recognize that God has been reaching out to us, and all we have to do is answer that call and come to Him. In Jeremiah 50:6, the Lord speaking through the prophet says, My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, We have not offended, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, the Lord, the hope of their fathers. So he's saying, the shepherds or the priests at that time had actually been a part of leading the people astray away from God. And he says, because of this, their enemies have devoured them and not even felt bad about it, because they looked and could see they were no longer honoring their father. They were no longer honoring the one that they had said that they honored, and they felt good about doing what they did to them. When we separate ourselves from the covering of God through our disobedience, we suffer. And if we have not accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, we are alienated in our spirit from God. But yet, even after we have accepted Christ, by our intolerance of discipline, our stiff necks, our unwillingness to be led by the Spirit, our disobedience, we can be alienated in terms of being able to hear His Spirit, so that we can still be subject to being devoured by the enemy. Remember, the enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we need the covering of our Lord. We retain that covering by our obedience to Him. Otherwise, we become alienated in terms of being able to hear Him. It may not be the alienation from Him that when we were lost in sin without Christ, but now with Christ, if we limit the extent to which Christ is formed in us, then we still are open to deception of the enemy, distraction by the enemy, and being devoured, our blessing being stolen. I think enough of that has happened. In Matthew 18:10, Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." God does not want any to perish. In terms of scoffers in the last days saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" We know the word of God says that God is not slack concerning his promises, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want any to be lost. He doesn't want any to be alienated. Let's look at Luke 15:22. This is the end of the parable of the prodigal son. And we know that this son had taken his fortune, had spent it, squandered it, and is now coming home. "But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." Making this reference to how the Father, our Father God, rejoices when those that were astray, those that were lost, those who were squandering their life come back to him. Ephesians 4:17. "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness and greediness." It goes on to say, "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." No longer alienated. He said, don't walk as those that are alienated. You're a new creature. Walk in the new creation. Colossians 1:19 says, "For it pleased the Father that in him," speaking of Christ, "all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Verse 21, "And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister." Well, what I want to say to you today is that you don't have to be alienated, but you can't try to look for the feeling of belonging in the world. You'll end up connecting to the wrong thing. And even if you have accepted Christ, which you have not, today is the day to do it because he's coming soon. But if you have accepted Christ, don't let your mind be distracted now and live as those that are alienated from God. God has reached out. He has become flesh. He has given his life. He has given us his spirit. He has given us his word so that we don't have to be alienated from him. And if God is for you, if you're connected to God, then it doesn't matter from whom else you may be alienated if God is on your side. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have reached out so that we don't have to be alienated from you, that you have drawn close to us so that we can draw close to you. Father, forgive us for behavior in which we demonstrate the old nature. Lord, that we act as those that are alienated from you. Lord, help us to walk in obedience and fullness of your spirit, being led daily, Lord, by your word, rejecting the works of darkness. I thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer from our lives so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, if today you feel like you've been walking afar off, maybe you've been like that prodigal son. You've been trying to do it your own way, and you're experiencing the devastating feelings of being alone and alienated. Just do like that old song says, coming home, coming home. Lord, I'm coming home. Say that today and mean it. He's waiting for you. I'm praying for you.